Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Anytime I think it can't get any crazier, it does. Now, I knew what was going to happen. I knew what was going to unfold under the president's executive order for the Rural Council. I knew what would happen with his new executive order on the waterways. He can't get Congress to sign a law of the sea treaty to hand over the oceans that the U.S. controls to the U.N. So he just sets up an executive group and hands it over. I knew all of this would happen. I mean, the Rural Council is headed up by the Pentagon and by Homeland Security. Now, we've got all of that taking place, and we have this bombshell article that's the top of drudgereport.com from the Daily Caller. We have it linked up at Infowars.com as well. That's a whole other subject, how all the local talk radio that I tune into and the office tunes into, when something's the headline on Drudge, it becomes the issue that people are covering in local radio. The hosts were like, we used to think Alex Jones was wrong about this UN takeover, Agenda 21, but I'm getting chills. It's really happening. And what am I talking about? Rural kids, parents angry about Labor Department rule banning farm chores. Well, that does kill the family farm. If you can't teach your children how to do the work, and if you're not told to do the work, and I've done farm chores, been sent down to the farm most summers, lived down the farm for much of a year, and that's what you do. And I also got paid, and I liked having money. And I went and worked at nearby ranches when I was 13. They said, you know how to drive a tractor? Good, get up there and go shred those fields. And they don't want children becoming adults. They want you playing video games, taking Prozac, not going outside, taking your vaccines. And this is Agenda 21. This is what the Rural Council has said it's going to do with Homeland Security and the Department of Defense. This is what we're dealing with. This is the reality of what's happening in our society. And it's really waking people up. Now, as big as this news is, there are two stories at Infowars.com that are much bigger and that are getting no attention and have now rolled off since yesterday evening. There's so much news. The featured news just rolls off constantly. They've rolled off into the top stories and breaking news sections. Breaking news is the RSS feed, the last day or so's news. Well, going back further in the archive, and the top stories is whatever's in the featured news archives. Breaking news is red-linked. Next to it is top stories. That is such an important group of links to visit, because in there, you will find all the stuff that gets posted in the afternoon and at night and at 2 a.m., because my writers are so obsessed with liberty and fighting the tyranny. Sometimes they'll write 10 articles a day. I don't even have to tell them to. They understand this is important, what's going on. Now, that particular thing we have on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, that is the top stories link from the featured news archives. If you click on the breaking news link that's in red, right next to it, it is the RSS feed, and it's got everything going back to the beginning of the RSS feed that we started. And again, you just click on it, and it takes you to the RSS feed. I've never seen it say subscribe like that. It doesn't do that on my computer. I just clicked it right in here if you're watching on TV, and it just goes directly to the RSS feed for everybody. It's simply Infowars.com/RSS. Infowars.com/RSS. And I'll tell you about these two big articles that we need to punch out into the mainstream. And we need people to get out of denial as well. It's like when we started covering that the NDAA allowed secret arrest, disappearance of citizens. People didn't believe it and said I was making it up till later.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This is going to be another incredibly important and informative worldwide broadcast. I am so indignant and angry and focused. I'm going to try to control myself today with controlled, focused rage against the globalists. I have come to set brush fires in the minds of men and women, not just here in the United States, and not just in North America, and not just in our hemisphere, but worldwide. Humanity is awakening to the cancer that is the private fractional reserve banking New World Order syndicate that is creating a standardized corporate despotism that's anti-free market and totally monopolistic and eugenics-based worldwide. It is known as World Government New World Order, and I declare and swear on the altar of Almighty God eternal resistance over every form of tyranny. And I hope you'll pledge that with me. Now, I got some good news. I walked in here this morning, and Rob Dew walked up to me, head of the Nightly News, the head producer of the Nightly News, and he said, are you listening to local radio, FM and AM? And I said, yeah. I wanted to hear what he had to say. They're talking about it. They're waking up. They're saying you're right. I didn't have time getting ready to tell Dew. I listen to San Antonio and Dallas radio. I monitor it driving in every day. The power of the Drudge Report is unbelievable. I marvel at it. Drudge, and we show folks, drudgereport.com, went with the giant headline from the Daily Caller, and it's now moved from being the top headline. It now says Economic Suicide Pact. His top headline was Obama administration to ban farm workers, children working and doing chores on their own farm. And that became the talking point, even on a quasi-trendy liberal show that Dew was tuning into, monitoring, and had on in the background here at the office. And they were saying, we're getting chills. No, no, no. I'm not just saying what Alex Jones says. I'm getting chills because one of the guys grew up on a farm. He's saying your parents can't give you chores. I've read this, and I've worked on farms, not just my family's farm and ranch, but others. Okay, that's where I come from. And it says you cannot handle any of the raw materials of a farm. Eggs, grain, milk, mowing, grass, the way this reads. By the way, it's not a law. It's a rule. Like Obama said, hey, Congress won't pass a law to shut down all these coal power plants that my buddies don't own. He shuts them down. Theirs make more money. That's the plan. General Electric gets waivers on record. Power prices exploding everywhere. They're totally ripping us off. Why not? They're mafia. It's mafia government. The environmental movement is the environmental mafia. Nothing to do with the earth. It's a power grab. It's you've got to get authorization to have a grocery store in our neighborhood if we decide to let you because I'm Don Luigi. That's what government is now. That's exactly what it's doing. But it is heartening to know that every radio show I tuned into, and that when I walked in here, I was being told about it because the people are awake and the biggest internet media system in the world, bigger than mainstream broadcast, you name it, is DrudgeReport.com. No brag, just fact. I'm just telling you a fact, and that's why they attack him and demonize him, because they cannot stand the fact that they'll link to the Daily Caller that exposes the text of the rule. They cannot stand that they'll link to Infowars.com on a TSA story or during Bilderberg. Drudge, the last 5 years, links to our stories. Last year, it was like 15 or more top stories. Videos we were posting were getting like 3 million views a day on the subject. Totally took over. And this year, the Washington Post came out and said, yeah, Bilderberg's real. And it basically appoints presidents. It decides who can run and basically appoints VPs. We've gone from doesn't exist to, yeah, Bilderberg runs everything. Washington Post last week. And sure, it's Infowars.com. It's the listeners of this show. But it's also people like Matt Drudge, who over the years gets more and more hardcore and has woken up more and more to what's happening and has the courage to actually put out real information and to take InfoWars that was already on the map and growing exponentially and put it on the map even more. I mean, every day now, the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times or the Associated Press or the Seattle Post Intelligencer, every day we're now used as news sources, and they always say, oh yeah, they are putting black boxes that track you and they are secretly arresting people. Alex Jones, here's his website. He did break it, but he's paranoid. Wall Street Journal today, a black box in your car. Three paragraphs about InfoWars.com. Because we originated that. By listeners sending us tips going, have you seen this in the 21st century? UN Agenda 21 bill? That's what it's called? 21 map? I mean, that bill is the big kahuna right now. It was 1,800 plus pages long last time I checked, filled with every evil you can imagine. I'm going to get to our top story in a moment. But the point is, we've reached the tipping point now. We'll talk about tipping point. We'll put on screen. If you go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, there's now some red links up in the nav bar. Because everybody kept complaining, hey, your top stories roll off in just a few hours. There's so much in your featured news. We're like, okay, read the subsections. They've got a lot of it mirrored there. But if you go to breaking news, that's the RSS feed. And it's got everything that's going on the site in live time, easy to read and find. Okay, you can click on that. Or right next to it, there is the top story link. And that is all the featured news that we've written or that we've put together. Okay, so there's the RSS feed that you're looking at on screen right now, InfoWars.com/RSS. Very important. That's in the breaking news area. But then right next to it, there's a link that's white that says top news in the nav bar. We debated which one to have read. But top stories, that takes you to the featured news archive. Why do I raise that? Because these news articles went up, Kurt Nemo at about 2 yesterday, or about 1:55, right at the end of the show, I mentioned it. Central time. And then about an hour later, Daisy Luther for InfoWars.com. Bill allows IRS to revoke Second Amendment rights by stealth. And I went and read the bill, and sure enough, it's there. I'm going to be covering that in a moment. And there's another one. Bank of America's war on the Second Amendment. They announced that last year. They're saying no bank account with them if you own a gun shop, if you own a shop selling ammo, gun suppliers, gun manufacturers, is total discrimination. You know, they say private businesses have got to hire, Muslims have got to hire Satan worshipers, Catholics have to hire Hindus have to hire Muslims. But the mega banks, Federal Reserve, Bank of America, it's one of the shareholders, enemy of this country. Only thing American about it's is the name. Camouflage. It should say Bank of Un-America or Bank That Hates America. Bank that hates its customers. $5 fees for using your own money with an ATM. They told one of the biggest gun manufacturers in the country, we gave you a year to stop it. Now get your money and get out of here. People are like, well, we'll just move on. No, you won't in the future. All the big mega banks, the Federal Reserve Bank boys, are consolidating and taking over the banks right now. 2 years ago, when they were trying to pass the Banking Reform Act to give the globalists more power, to reform it more in their corrupt image, that the head of the Texas Banking Association came out and wrote an article that it sounded like I wrote. This is the big mega foreign banks taking over. They get all the free money out of the Treasury. They control the Congress. They're the ones that created the derivatives. They're going to shut down our healthy banks. They're coming after us. They mean business. So the good news is, three different talk shows I tuned into sounded like this one this morning, including a liberal one, quasi-liberal. You know, they try to act establishment and play both sides of the fence. And two of the shows were plugging InfoWars.com. None of the shows were admitting they were at DrudgeReport.com getting the Daily Caller articles. And they do a good job of the Daily Caller. I wish Tucker Carlson, who runs it, wasn't running around saying how evil I was and calling other reporters, saying they work for me when they don't, and cussing and saying I'm scary. Hey, Tucker, I know it's scary that criminal foreign banks funded foreign extremists to at least be part of 9/11, and that's scary. But I'm not the one that's scary. The news is scary. My point is I give credit where credit's due. Rural kids, parents angry about Labor Department rule banning farm chores. So I'm going to give you the rest of the story today on all of this. Jim Tucker's popping in with breaking news on Bilderberg 2012. Can he confirm for us? I don't know yet. I haven't even talked to him. Producer set him up. I haven't talked to him and found out yet. Is it true it's going to be in Chantilly, the site of the 2008 event where Obama was crowned Supreme Leader? And the Washington Post was in attendance and said it didn't exist. Now they admit it exists and admit they have basically appoint who gets to run for president. Ron Paul really wins some states. They just ignore it. They run things. But you begin to, now that we've flushed them out, now they're out in the open. Politically, we've run the quail out from cover. Now we can, in the political wars, dismantle them. They can only carry out a covert takeover that's criminal while concealed. You engage the enemy in the info war. You take fire. You take political casualties. You have your name dragged through the mud. It doesn't matter because you're locked with them like Ahab and the white whale. Are you with me? I know you are, because something else exciting happened. Just got chills. Five different sightings from people I know, including photos. Shepherd areas of Austin, people out holding up Infowars.com signs all over town yesterday. Beautiful. This is starting to happen all over the country. Liberty is rising. I can feel it. No more Mr. Nice Guy. You know, people are asking, why does the government want to pay billions of tax money to ship General Motors to China and Brazil and other countries? Why do they want to put taxes on us, carbon taxes, but not on other countries? They want to bankrupt you. They explain it in Agenda 21. They want to wreck it so that you're dependent on them so they can rebuild it in their image. They don't like you owning private property and being uppity. Jim Tucker, who's coming up in the next segment, repeatedly says one of the top agendas is shutting down the economy. Not too fast because it'll make people rebel, but as quickly as they can, because they throw fits and they say, how can we have 500 people out here protesting us in the middle of the Swiss Alps? How do they have enough money to protest us? And they actually say in meetings, I want them bankrupt now! That is the feudal lord's instinct in every culture, is to have the peasants a foot and a half shorter from generations of malnutrition, snot running out of their noses, digging around on a tiny piece of property they're allowed to produce, and most of it given to the king's men. The king has dependent soldiers who then police the peasants who produce the food for them. That's the government model. That's how it works. The Club of Rome, the UN, Ted Turner, Prince Philip, Prince Bernhard, all of them say they want a post-industrial neo-feudal system. That's their word, neo-feudalism, not mine. I'm credited as coining neo-feudalism. I did not. I coined neo-fascistic feudalism or neo-feudal fascism. The point, I coined propaganda placement. Years later, they called it their own name, behavior placement. The brainwashing is what they call it. Sometimes they're just honest and say, we got to brainwash the public. I'm the attorney general. I've been meeting with the media about brainwashing people. We've got to brainwash. We're going to play the brainwash clip again? You think I'm joking? I was listening again last night to these clips we've got where they're saying mercury's good for kids, lead's good for kids. China executes people for melamine in the milk. Here they just say, hey, your kid's dying. It's good for them. Again, it's reached this cuckoo level, but it's done on purpose to just overwhelm us and shock us until we can't even compute it anymore. This is the main issue that we're discussing. This is what we're talking about here. Is a bunch of crooks that real power isn't just having the biggest gun or the most powerful system of governance or houses or wealth. It's no one is allowed to even survive or eat if you say they can. I mean, I'm going to get into this more later after Jim Tucker leaves us. And I am staggered by the information. But rural kids, parents angry about Labor Department rule banning farm chores. And I went and read the subsections. And sure enough, it's right there. It's a rural affairs, rural council system under Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Defense. And we've written articles about this in the past, that they're going to come in, harass the local farms, jail time for any dust off your field, no hay dust allowed. You're going to have chips on all your chickens and other farm animals. Big Agra's exempt. Big Agra is writing all this. And they go to the EPA and the FDA and the Department of Agriculture, and they just have them write rules. And the bureaucrats are lawmaking outside of law and telling Congress, we'll do what we want, even when Congress tells them not to. It's totally illegal. Just like Congress says, hey, you can't launch a war without congressional approval, you got to come to us. And Obama said, no, I don't. I got the UN. The generals get before the senators, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the SecDef, Secretary of Defense. And they say, hey, you got to come to us to launch this Syria thing. You should have come to us on Libya. And they said, no, we don't come to you. We go to the UN. And the senator said, excuse me, that's unconstitutional. That's illegal. And Panetta just said, that's the way it is, Jack. And inside this MAP 21 transportation bill, the IRS can revoke your passport. The IRS can confiscate your guns. Just say you're not allowed to buy guns and have them taken. No law, no judge, no jury. They just say you're bad. That's the new news at Infowars.com that nobody else is talking about, unfortunately. And it goes on. It allows DHS to use and pass around your tax returns. You know, presidents used to get in trouble for getting people's tax returns, then leaking them. Now it says all the federal agencies get your tax return and can pass it out and give it to media, do whatever they want. And these are just, when you see these people on TV, these are known larcenous criminals, okay? They know they are. They hate this country. They hate you.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
An iron curtain of media censorship, of total surveillance, is descending across the Western world. A small coterie of private Federal Reserve Group banks has imploded Europe. It is now imploding the United States. The New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and others admit the U.S. and Europe are in a double-dip recession. It's actually a depression. Remember, we were pessimist porn dealers years ago explaining that we were in a depression, at least a double-dip recession that we never even came out of, and that it was being done by design. We've been proven it right again. Coming up, bill allows IRS to revoke Second Amendment rights by stealth. And we have the subsection. It just gives the total dictatorial right to take gun permits away, to block you at the NICS when you buy a gun through a gun shop, or to revoke your ownership and, I guess, dispatch. It just gives them carte blanche on page 1323 of the Transportation Legislation 21 map. Continuing, Bank of America has a war on the Second Amendment, telling major gun manufacturers they're closing their accounts because they do not believe in the civilian ownership of firearms under the UN treaty that Obama is openly now saying, if reelected, he will try to implement, even if Congress won't ratify. The banks are already going with it. And of course they are. The Bank of America is part of the Federal Reserve. It's part of the coup d'etat. Unbelievable information. And yes, one of the top stories in the country right now, the Department of Defense and Homeland Security with their new EnviroCorps, this is in the new rural commission that Obama set up last year. It's in there. Are now going to do spot inspections, and if children are found doing any chores on farms, touching any raw materials, grains, seeds, eggs, milking cows, learning how to be on a farm, that they're killing what's left. 2% of our population is original farms. Small farms. 2% of our population lives on small farms. They produce a small amount of our food now. It's big agri taking over. Big agri is financing this. This is so devastating. This is directly out of what Stalin did in the Ukraine. And it's a big wake-up call to people. They're talking about $2,000 fines for dust from hay. But Big Agra is exempt. Total takeover. Total tyranny. Arrested, Amish being arrested. Arrested for selling lemonade all over the country. Flea markets, Homeland Security raiding them. $15 million fines for garage sales. I'm not joking. That's AP, Fox News. I mean, just total bureaucratic hell. This is the new economy. The big mega corporations and banks want America shut down so we fully implode so they can buy it up, get everybody on welfare, everybody working for a mega corporation or government. This is the new world order. And this has always been their plan. Jim Tucker, author of the Bilderberg Diary, 36 years covering Bilderberg, forcing it out in the news. I wanted to get you on about the Washington Post last week, who, as you've pointed out, always attends every year and never reports on it, admitting Bilderberg's real and admitting that they basically vet vice presidents like Rubio. Incredible on that front. But, of course, the big news, sir, Infowars.com. And this is what intel sources like Gosling, who's been accurate in the past, are saying. They have shut it down for the 3 days May 31st to the 3rd, so 4 days of June. The Chantilly, Virginia, where you and I were there, where Obama was knighted supreme leader and Hillary stepped down and the media wouldn't cover it. We were there. Secret of Bilderberg Group set to meet in Virginia May 31st, June 3rd. Jim Tucker of AmericanFreePress.net joins us to tell us if his intel can either confirm or deny this situation. Let's cover that first. Jim, you're there in Virginia. You're there in D.C. or close by. You work there at the paper that's in D.C. What is your intel, Jim Tucker?
I am 99% sure that the meeting will be, as you said, May 31, June 3, at the Westfields Marriott, where they met just 3 years ago. Tony Gosling and others I think it was Tony Gosling who tried to make a reservation for just one person, just one. And he said he's from your, they understood that from his telephone call, of course. And he'd like to visit Washington and stay at the Westfields on any weekend in May or June. But he had trouble getting reservations for one. And their answer was, they're all filled up May 31 to June 3rd. Third, they can't even take one more reservation for those dates. But every other weekend is okay. That and other information coming together makes me 99% sure. The reason I say 99 is because we've been unable to get our certain congressman who had been friendly before and would find out for us to confirm it, to confirm 100%. But it's time for our colleagues in Europe and the 200 from the United States individual independent newspapers, independent broadcast outlets to grab their other pair of socks and head to Chantilly, because 99% odds are very heavy odds, and I'll be very surprised if we don't find them at Chantilly. So let's get packed and start moving.
Well, Jim, didn't they meet almost 4 years ago? It'll be 4 years this June. On the campaign trail there, Hillary and Obama disappeared for a day. We saw the Secret Service, the motorcades. We knew they were there. Your sources confirmed it. But the media wouldn't cover it. That shows how controlled they are. And I want to get into that in a moment. But didn't they meet there in 2002 and then again in 2008? So they've met at that hotel twice, haven't they?
I think so. I have to pull out my book and double check on it. But they definitely met there. I think it was after Obama was president-elect, and after he'd won the election, but before the swearing-in. No?
Yes. No, it was, sure, it was right before that. It was whenever Hillary stepped down. She stepped down there at Bilderberg, so you're right. But, Jim, going back here, because I believe they were also there a few years before that, they do come here every 4 years. It's generally in Virginia. It's close to the airport there. You and I, of course, were there 4 years ago. It'll be 4 years ago this June. I will be there. But aren't we learning of its location a little bit earlier this year than we normally do?
Deal. There's times when I found out in January and February when they're going to meet. And there's one notable occasion where desperate could not find them, and I got a call from the American Free Press saying, "Grab your other pair of socks and get packed your own. You're flying to France today." They'd already made the flights for me and all that stuff. They just found out just in time. It got that close once, so it's been all variations in between. And then old sources start to die, and then we have to find new sources. So that complicates the whole issue, too. But as I say, 99% are very good odds, so we better get there. And I was interested in your comments about the big farmers and taking over, and you're absolutely correct. That's why Archer Daniels Midland has had executives at its Bilderberg meetings for years and years and years. And that it does fit their program to equalize the economies of the world. The developed nations that they call prosperous nations should pour money at undeveloped nations that they call poor nations, all these euphemisms. And our standard of living should go down. The third world standard of living should go up until we're all equally on a median standard of living throughout the world. That's their goal.
Except what they really mean is pour our tax money into their companies in the third world and actually use it to enslave those people. The cover is they want to raise them up and lower us, but as the Copenhagen document showed 2.5 years ago, it was actually right at double the carbon taxes on the third world that it would be on the West. So they use that as their cover, but it's far more diabolical. What do you make of 20-plus billion to General Motors to move the Cadillac and Volt plants to China that's now been announced?
I don't think I can express myself in a way that would suit polite society. I'll just say I'm outraged.
Unbelievable treason. Sir, what do you make of the Washington Post last week coming out? I mean, the significance of this, you've always pointed out they run defense and offense for Bilderberg. Being the chosen media for 60 years to be at Bilderberg, to have them come out and go, yeah, Bilderberg pretty much picks vice presidents and presidents. Yeah, Rubio's going down to Columbia so he can up his cred for the Bilderberg meeting coming up for VP with Romney. I mean, that is amazing. What does that signify?
I'm going to find out tomorrow. The reason I say this, my home is actually 70 miles out in Orange County, Virginia, from Washington. And I work mostly from my home, emailing and that kind of jazz. I'm in Arlington today because of the speech I have to make in Memphis tomorrow. But I have to fly to Memphis tomorrow. But I get what they call their Bulldog Edition printed early. And this is another old trick of theirs to cram a little story into the very last edition. So they say, we did too cover it. Here's a clipping. We did too mention Bilderberg. So I'll go down to the press club tomorrow for, in addition to a bar, they also, they really and truly have a library at the press club. And they have some magic they can play because I can go and say, I want the biggest search possible for any newspaper to use the term Trilateral Commission or Bilderberg, say from April 1st until the present moment. And they've got this big, giant gizmo, the smallest weekly, biggest daily, the periodicals, the broadcast, outlets, all that stuff.
No, I understand that you're not an internet guy, so you haven't read the full Washington Post yet. Let me give it to you. It's last week. It's Al Kamen. I got a fitting name, a little crocodile, the New World Order. And it says, in the loop, shout at a dictator, get some VP cred. And then it goes on in the article to say, yeah, Bilderberg picks presidents and VPs and looks like a Rubio. You know, he's the only senator going down to the meeting. And he says, the little bird told him it's for Bilderberg to try to up his cred. So that's right there in the article. You can scroll down and read it. So again, guys, scroll back up to the top so I can give Jim the date. Thank you. Jim, we're showing this to PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Just shrink it down, guys. You can just give me the date. Thank you. I'll give you the date here in just a second, Jim.
Okay.
Or guys, just print it for me. April 11th.
Okay, I'll read that tomorrow when I get to the press club. I'll make sure that's one. I would have gotten it anyway, but I'll make sure I get it.
I mean, what do you make of that, though? I just read it to you. Why would they go from saying it didn't exist and you were insane and New York Times said it didn't exist and that we were there 4 years ago? The New York Times said, I was there at Chantilly with you, literally hallucinating in a park, and that there was no helicopters, Marines in plain clothes, Secret Service, machine guns. We've got it all on tape. You know, foreign leaders with their national anthem being played. It didn't exist, Jim.
Oh, we just had a mirage.
Yeah, we're insane. Mm-hmm.
but now the Post can forever say we did too write a report on Bilderberg. They've done that on a number of other stories they don't like over the years. I sneak something in the very last edition, and maybe not even the whole last edition of what they call chasing it.
But look at the condescension saying it doesn't exist while the editor... Tell folks about the Washington Post and the connection to Bilderberg.
Well, the Washington Post was involved in the establishing Bilderberg in 1954. Now, these bankers and international financiers and politicians had been meeting over four centuries. But then they decided we've got to meet... regularly, every year, and on a regular basis, regular time. And so they impossibly called themselves Bilderberg because that meeting was being, where they decided to do that, was held at the Bilderberg Hotel, hotel called Bilderberg Hotel in Österbeck, Switzerland. So since then, old man Graham, the original Philip Graham, was at that meeting. He shot himself in his bathtub a few years later, and then Mrs. Graham came out of the kitchen, literally, as a housewife, and became publisher. Well, they have such a big staff, at least they did then, that anybody's little sister could be publisher because she had that big, heavy executive staff that can actually run the newspaper. So she attended. Then she started taking her little boy, Donald Graham, with her. And then she decided to die, and Donald Graham has attended every meeting since then. Never misses a meeting, but never reports on it either. We've identified him photographically at every meeting they've had.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm coming up there in my InfoWars bus, and I want people to join me along the way, and I want 10,000 people there at this event. I want 10,000 people there. This is the real group to protest. When they have their public G20 meetings, they shut down Chicago, they shut down everything. We're Americans. We're going to go protest the parasites who, as you've said, Jim, want to bankrupt everybody, so we're so poor we can't even protest them.
they'll have a heavy debate on European this year. Well, as usual, we have every year on the Europeans, Europe's economic problems, demanding more money from the United States. And Obama will pretend he's not going to do it, then he'll do it. As far as throwing money at Europe.
Absolutely. Stay there. One more segment with Jim Tucker, and then he's got to go. And then we're going to open the phones up. And I got a surprise in the second hour. I'll leave it at that. And then we've got Dr. Joseph Marcola joining us. That's a big guest. Hard to get him on. He's joining us for a full hour via video Skype in the third hour of the radio transmission today. Stay with us. Can't tell you how much I look forward to shaking Jim Tucker's hand again. Maybe having a nice cold brew with him at the bar. He is a real piece of work, a true character, a true patriot, and we love him. AmericanFreePress.net. And I am going. I mean, we're going to keep our intel on this. We'll know for sure soon. But I'm, like you said, 99% that it's in Chantilly where they've met twice before. I'm going to be there. The annex you see in the Obama deception, I'm sure, will be replayed. And the feds don't need to have people break in our rooms or do anything to us or try to get us to commit acts of violence. We're planning to peacefully cover the event and destroy the Bilderberg Group with info weapons. The pen is mightier than the sword. And I'm on the defense. I want my country back. I don't want to be usurped. I want farm kids to be able to do chores with their parents. Because they're saying they want to ban chores in the house and have kids go to the state and divorce the parents. This is the end of parental rights. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Jim, you grew up on a cotton farm, didn't you?
Yes, I'm a certified redneck, uppercase R.
You pick cotton with your hands. And
but what comes to mind now, it is so important that Obama not have another 4 years uninhibited because he'll not have to run again to ruin this country. The boy is a self-avowed communist. He called himself a communist until he's 40 years old. But he announced to the state senate he had these screwballs who had been actually killing people and burning down cities and calling themselves communists. In Washington, they shot and killed a few people during the riots.
It's worse than that. It's in the New York Times. He says, I can't wait to get reelected. That's the headline. I'm going to be a dictator and use executive orders and bypass Congress. He said, I can't wait to get reelected and, quote, bypass Congress. I mean, it's really happening, Jim.
Yes, and this country's going to be in very bad shape if that self-avowed communist. He stopped calling himself a communist for under political pressures, bad politics. But he was in his 40s when they were still gathered around him. And he tried to appoint some of them to the government positions, and then his the adults around him, all the left-wing Democrats, say, you don't dare do that.
But again, the mega bankers want communism to suck out our wealth. They're exempt from the taxes. Like GE, they transfer it overseas. That's the New World Order plan. Jim, we've only got 2 minutes left. Any new intel on Bilderberg this year and what's on their agenda?
Well, heavily, of course, the economic crisis, and they're going to have problems with Britain. Now, we can't always say great things about Britain. But in this case, the starting with Lady Thatcher, they refused to give up the pound in favor of the euro because Lady Thatcher said she attended one meeting back when she was prime minister, and she refused. She had nothing to say, and they never invited her back, and then they got a trapeze artist from her own party to run against her and defeat her for the job of prime minister. They're that powerful. But I had the pleasure of talking to her informally at a cocktail party press club about a year later, and I asked her reaction to being denounced by Bilderberg, and she said, she used the word tribute. This is a rough paraphrase, but should actually attribute to being announced by Bilderberg, any organization that would take away one ounce of sovereignty. We are all far allies, as we're part of NATO and other allies. We do not surrender one bit of sovereignty to a world government. Not one bit.
Amazing. Jim Tucker, we're going to be seeing you in person in Virginia for Bilderberg 2012. I'll be there, and we'll talk to you before then. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Bye.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I tell you, we really are assembling a dream team of great crew members out there. And I haven't even played on the radio clips of all these amazing reporter contest submissions coming in. And you've got like 6 days or so to get your submission in. Man, a lot of them are impressive. But everybody that's tried has done a great job just by taking action, and you reach out to people on important issues that you're covering. But it's going to be hard to choose the two winners. One male and one female reporter. Guys, what's that URL again for people to see all the submissions, the hundreds of videos? It's Infowars.com. You know what? Just print that out for me so I can give that out to people on air. We link every day to new submissions that are coming in. Here's the deal. We're going to open the phones up right now, again, for first-time callers. And I would like to hear from you. Are you concerned that the Rural Affairs Council, set up by executive order under the Department of Defense and Homeland Security, administered by the military and Homeland Security, with the new Enviro Police, I mean, they're going to come give you fines for dust from hay. This is on record. I'm not joking. And take your property. And you can go, well, Big Pharma next door, or Big Agra next door is, you know, got 3 million chickens in there with Lysol over them and chemical waste. And they're like, they're exempt. We're coming on your property without warrants. We're taking whatever we want. I mean, they treat you, they're now armed, by the way. And if they see your child watering the grass, picking strawberries, doing any farm work, it's just dealing with any of the raw materials, from hay to grain to slopping the pigs. That's it. You're in labor violation. You're going to be fined. You're going to go to jail. There's no law, because the laws they pass say the Department of Agriculture is God. Here is the URL, Infowars.com/reporter-contest. So it's Infowars.com/reporter-contest. And don't forget those red links up at the top of Infowars.com. Breaking news, and right next to it, top stories. Key links, because I'm realizing one blind spot listeners pointed out is incredible news just rolls off the site. People don't click on the featured archive. They don't click on a little RSS feed link. It's all there. Everything as it breaks in the RSS feed, you can subscribe to it right there as well. And then right next to it, top stories. So important, those two links. So important, those two links. All right, the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But I think people are starting to realize, wow, Alex Jones wasn't trying to be shocking. No. When I went and witnessed urban warfare drills where the Marines trained to take our guns with role players who say they're from America, and trained to put you on your knees and shoot you in the back of the head, and they're trained to fight the American militia. And when I saw things like that, you know what? It really changed my perspective. And I've seen a lot more since then. And let me tell you something. It's worse than I'm saying. And the only hope we've got is to really wake up to how crazy stuff is. Get those chills again. I mean, you can just feel that they're getting ready to nuke a city or something. I mean, I used to get chills once a week when I've thought about something and just, ooh, danger, Will Robinson. Now it's just like, I mean, it's like 6 cents. It's like, whoa, warn people, whoa. I mean, they're getting everything lined up. The reason they're announcing all this is they're getting all the bureaucrats, all the armed gangs of federal and state and local minions ready and telling them, yeah, we secretly arrest people now. We secretly execute them. We spy on them. Yeah, we take their farms. Everybody stands there at attention, and they're going, okay, we do that now. Everybody's like, yep, we do that now. We arrest people for filming us in public and give them life in prison. The cops are like, okay, all right. They're just getting everybody ready for total war against the American people. And the American people know this. They're buying 5 million guns a month, and they say it's for the government. So no wonder my spidey sense is off the charts right now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are into hour number two. Thank you for joining us. Your phone calls are coming up throughout the hour. Then we have Dr. Marcola, always informative, joining us. I've been on with us in years, in the third hour to cover some big breaking news. Health, freedom, you name it. When you see stories like this in MSNBC, Wall Street Journal, Associated Press, and they report it like it's no big deal and cute, it's shocking. And you add it together with everything else that's happening. I've always wanted to tell myself, oh, it's moving incrementally. We'll have time to battle it. We'll have time to reverse it. Well, the globalists know that liberty has grown and the awakening has accelerated to such a great extent that they're going to go ahead and just have to totally take over. That's why they're saying, yeah, we're going to shut down free speech. Yeah, we probably will shut down talk radio. Yeah, we will secretly arrest citizens. Yeah, we do have the CIA watching citizens. And yeah, you know, the smart meters will control what goes on inside your house. That's just the way it is. And you know what? Foreign banks are going to run America. And you are going to pay carbon taxes. And you know what? Family farms are going to get inspected, and we're going to shut you down for no reason and not let your kids do chores. And you know what? We're going to give your kids shots and take their DNA without parental consent, without warrants. I mean, just everywhere. It goes on and on and on. And, you know, I see these articles. This is out of MSNBC. They're very excited. Obama can't hardly wait is the headline. The New York Times examines how Obama is using his executive powers as he faces a Congress blocking many of his initiatives. Oh, and it just goes on to say that he can't wait till he gets reelected. It has the quotes here, so he can do whatever he wants. What do you call that when you do whatever you want? The law, the Constitution says you go to Congress to launch a war. Obama says, not only will I launch a war, which is what Julius Caesar did, it's what Hitler did, it's what dictators do, but I'm going to do it under the UN command. It's even beyond having a dictator. It's a foreign puppet dictator, a viceroy, an imperial legate. A total power puppet. And again, the fact that they're starting to hide all this in plain view means they're getting ready to do it all. I mean, look what they're already doing. I mean, it is mayday now. I've always said, oh, a few more years, we're building it up. No, I guess we're here. And I mean, let me tell you, to launch all this, they're going to have some false flags. And they're going to be bad. They're going to kill a lot of people, and it's going to be hard to see the killers, the people that did this, who even write memos about how a terror attack will make them look like heroes. That's how dumb they think we are. With the establishment whore media up there going along with the official story and shutting down websites like Infowars.com and you better believe DrudgeReport.com and others when they pull the trigger. The only way to beat this is to admit we have a criminal, foreign banker-run government. Everybody who said I was wrong now admit I was right, that I wasn't radical, I'd studied history, I was correct, and you're going to have to, quote, get radical. You meet radical globalist eugenicist power grabbers who are involved in a corporate police state internal coup d'etat against the country by being radical. It's not radical. The system tells you it's radical to be into guns. That's just America. They tell you it's radical to be pro-family. Or it's radical for the man to be the head of the household when that's what makes women happy to begin with. All the studies show. They tell you that normalcy is radical. Raw milk is radical. Mother's milk is radical and bad. They, dirty. But some high fructose corn syrup poison full of mercury and lead is good for your baby. Mercury and lead, good. Mother's milk, bad. Mom, apple pie, blessings, beauty, health, everything good, bad. Everything disease, torture, lying, black uniforms, humiliation, taxes, bureaucracy, good. And now, I mean, I got up this morning, and it was on Infowars.com, and I saw an article one of our writers did about Obama says he can't wait to ignore Congress. And I'm like, oh, did somebody go too far? Because as an, you know, head editor of everything, sometimes stuff every once in a while is exaggerated. Generally, though, it's worse than what my writers say. Generally, I'm like, listen, this is a lot worse than what you said, okay? I understand it's hard to write how bad it is because it's so incredible. We've got natural gauges in us to not want to believe this, but it's worse than what you wrote here. Will you please add this? But I thought, this just can't be. And I went and read all these White House advisors and pundits and the president going, oh, just don't worry. All those quotes of Obama about, I can't wait. You know, it'd be great if I was a dictator. similar stuff to Bush, just so long as I'm the dictator. And to crowds, you know, Congress is holding me back, but I don't have the right to do what I want. I wish I could help you. It's their fault. Congress, by the way, has given him almost everything he wants. And when they don't give him carbon taxes that'll openly shut America down, he just does it himself. Or when they say, hey, we want to launch a war in Libya and put Al-Qaeda in charge, we're warmongers like you, but will you just come to us to get authorization? And he's like, no. And they're like, well, why? Because I said so. The UN, see, they just don't like not being at the table. And now he's just saying, look, you don't even count. Kind of like the feds say the states don't count. Oh, there's no states' rights. You know, I don't know why we have states. So I saw the article, and I couldn't believe it. And it blew me away. And then I went and read all the quotes, and it's in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, MSNBC. MSNBC is very, very excited about it and just thinks that it's absolutely incredible. Go read it for yourself. So there they are. Yeah, we want a dictatorship. Under any other name is still a dictatorship. A rose is still a rose by any other name. And, yeah, there's a MAP 21 system under Agenda 21 bill that says the IRS can just say you don't have a Second Amendment right anymore if they feel like it for any reason. You're just put on a no-gun buy list, no-gun own list, which we know the White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel said in speeches they would do. How many times have I played that clip? And then they also say in there, you won't be able to travel unless the IRS authorizes you. No judge, no jury. And I found a bunch of other stuff in there. And of course, they're going to have the IRS, who's got their fingers in every business, all this compliance stuff that's indentured servitude, making you work for them, hundreds of billions a year. Hundreds of billions, conservatively. Last time it was 250-something billion. They were estimating. For IRS compliance. And now you're going to comply on all this other stuff. And the IRS, who works for the private Federal Reserve, that's the banker's army, backed up by your local federalized SWAT team and your federalized state police and then your Homeland Security. I knew it would happen. The TSA is now, reports are coming in at shopping malls and groping people. Just randomly go, oh, we're the TSA. And they wave a magic little wand and your police suddenly can do it. So the Supreme Court says, yeah, police, even a custodial arrest side of the road, can now strip search you. And they're now hiring people who want to do it. That's the thing, is that every weirdo pervert is now getting a badge and a gun, and if they can't even pass those requirements, they just become TSA. I mean, we've got cancer. The federal government is foreign banker run, enemy beachhead, and they're getting ready to roll up the whole country. And the American people finally woke up and are buying 5 million guns a month. But the Civil War route is not the way to go, because they're going to blow stuff up and blame it on those of us that defend ourselves. And in the end, we'll end up winning that physical battle, but the globalists will sit offshore. They don't care if everything gets wrecked. They'll come back in later under another incarnation, because what they want to do is wreck the society. So Obama says he can't wait to get reelected. By the way, when Mitt Romney gets in, if he does, he'll just use all the new powers too. He's bought and paid for by the exact same people. You think Bush is bad, so you're like, oh, Obama must be better, and then he's horrible. Well, Romney must be better. No. No. Just watch. But the way they're looking, they may just put Obama in regardless and declare him emperor. And if you're not for it, you're a racist. So they're now announcing you cannot help with any family chores. No judge, no jury, no law. It's a rule from the Department of Labor and Agriculture. Oh, and here's another one. Water in your bird bath, New York Times. That will be $300. No water ever allowed in bird baths because you don't know when to dump it out to kill mosquitoes. So now anything that holds water, you're going to be fined, and the bureaucrats are coming on your property without warrants. They're now teaching bureaucrat code enforcers and others that they don't have to have a warrant and teaching you it's a privilege. Why not? They told you driving's a privilege. It's not. They're now telling you guns are a privilege. And it goes on and on. But then the big kahuna today, that this story is getting no traction and it angers me. We need to get this out to everybody. Bill allows IRS to revoke Second Amendment rights by stealth. And here's the issue. Just like with the NDAA, oh, Alex, it doesn't allow secret arrest of citizens. Months later after it passes, oh, yeah, it does. Head of the FBI says, yeah, it does, but, you know, got to ask the president about that. See, once it's in place, oh, yeah, it does do that. I've read the bill. You can read it. It ties into this whole administrative thing. It ties into what the White House Chief of Staff Emanuel, now the Chicago mob boss, said, that they would just put you on a list through agencies and you don't own guns, never convicted, no crime, total tyranny. And we've got the subsection that says it. But it's not just knives. They say any permit, any right, any, they can withdraw anything. They can say you can't travel, take your house without judges, juries, anything. I mean, it's more than just guns. We just focused on that. Just total, massive, lawless, a declaration that, yes, we're criminals. Yes, we're coming. Of course they're criminals. They let the troops use DU. They know it's a death sentence. These are mad dog crazies. You understand that? Because they've gotten away with so much. Congressman says he was assaulted during TSA pat-down, and now every time he flies, they know who he is and grab his testicles and crush him. That's KENS5. Oh, they're like, you don't like us? Get over here. And they just like go, and it's like, oh, and the police come. It's a celebration of evil, a human sacrifice of his testicles. We'll be right back. By the way, I wasn't joking. Congressman Canseco says now every time he flies, it's KENS San Antonio News 5. We have our own report at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Congressman says he was targeted for groped down by TSA. Representative says he was assaulted by TSA and then punished for complaining. And now when he flies, he has to fly to D.C. every week or so, and he comes back and sees his family back to South Texas. Just south of me here, they call him aside and know who he is and call the police over and say, you're going to take it or you're not flying. And he describes it. That's what everybody describes. They put your hand on you and then they lift up and then they grab your sexual organs and start crushing them to make sure it's not a bomb. And, man, they get off on it. I've sat there at the airport and watched it. Well, Miss USA talked about it. The more she cried, the more they got off. They had to settle one because there was video of it. They pulled the woman's shirt off, began grabbing her breast, asking her for a date. She began to sob. Rape victims are breaking down. And every pervert out there is just hitting us and hitting us hard. So that's America. And Obama says he can't wait to get reelected to totally ignore Congress. And they're going to ban kids doing chores on the farm, and which just kills the culture. I mean, and kills parental consent. All over the country, they're taking DNA from kids without warrants or parental consent and giving them vaccines. I mean, it's just, they just want a shooting war. I mean, they want it and they want it now. And they're going to start one. They're going to blow stuff up, guaranteed, and blame it on us. They're terrorists. We have terrorists running things, and they got a bunch of idiots working for them. The average moron working for them doesn't even know all this. They're like, I'm going to go and watch football game, Bob. All right, see you tomorrow. They have no idea they're living in the middle of a Twilight Zone episode. They give them all these little excuses for why they're doing it. Okay, I've ranted enough. Do you guys have that particular phone number and have that queued up that I want ready? Okay, because we're going to do that later after I take some calls. We have a surprise coming up. I just every minute want to wake up from this. I mean, Ron Paul's described it. They grab his genitals and begin squeezing him. And it's been described as being lifted off the ground. I mean, they get in there and like, let me check and feel it to check what it is. I mean, get me out of here. And now they're like, we're going to be on the highway, pal. And they're teaching the cops. And I just cannot put up with you anymore. You narcotics trafficking, child kidnapping, murdering, banker, occupation, crime mafia. Oh, I hate your guts, you filth. And I hate all the stupid people that go along with you. You make me want to throw up. None of you will be happy. You got total depression and total cancer in this country. And don't worry, you're going to get it. David in Texas, you're on the air, listening on 90.1 FM. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Alex, of course, I've been listening to you for a long time since you've been on Nexus, and I was just going to jog your memory. If you remember a guy calling in, you were talking about President Bush Sr. at the time, and I called in and told you that I thought he was the devil. I was just wondering if you remember that.
I think I vaguely do remember that.
Yes, sir. And I was wondering if you know what I'm talking about now. I didn't mean that he was the devil. I mean that he's working for the devil.
Oh, they are. 100. It's all real. Let me tell you. These people believe, they think Lucifer's God. They follow it. That's why they're so horrible. I mean, I was watching a movie about a reported true story of exorcisms on the treadmill today. It's called The Rite with Anthony Hopkins. We actually had a chance to meet one time, but side issue. And it's a true story or based on what reporters said they saw. And the point is, in all these cultures, what demons act like and what they like to do is what these government leaders do. I mean, that's what it's like. I watched Legend that I hadn't seen since I was a teenager with Tom Cruise a few weeks ago on the treadmill. And the little demons that are going out, the little goblins going out to kill the unicorn, the kind of little things they say and what they do and how they like ugliness and hurting good things. And it's like, I can't watch stuff like that because I'm like, this isn't movies. All this stuff comes from what's really gone on, but it's all metaphors. These people are goblins. These people are like, oh, so cute and sweet. Like to see it rotting meat. It's that's who they are. And it's just like, oh man. I mean, look at what these governments do. The horrors. They're waging. They are. These people are the legions of Satan, and they have taken over the churches. And we are in a lot of trouble. Every church I go to is worship the government. Well, the individual in government may not be evil, but they are an instrument of it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, did you want to add anything else, David?
Yeah.
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. If she asked me a question, I'm going to run on. I got to rampage through these calls. Adam, David, Bob, Barbara, and others. Ugh. The president is openly saying he wants to be a dictator. The bankers are openly destroying this country. Oh, I can't even look at Big Sis. She's on screen right there.
Coming at you live
from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Back live. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, let's move quickly to the calls. David, finish your point. Yes, I get what you say now about he reminds you of the devil. That these people are the devil. Go ahead.
I wanted to get your opinion. If you think we're watching Revelations live, my opinion is studying Revelations in the Bible. I believe that Obama is more than just a puppet. I think he may be your false prophet. Setting up the new world order for the Antichrist.
I don't know. The world's so crazy. I mean, who knows? I mean, it might as well be. I say go ahead and get it over with. But, here's my issue. Growing up, all I heard was preachers say, Jesus comes back in 1987, 89. All this stuff constantly is put out there so that people always say, well, I'm not going to do anything. It's the end of the world. or the New Agers think 2012 is the end of the world, so they're all sucking their thumbs, when you're supposed to be out there confronting the evil. Now, people in Nazi Germany thought it was the end of the world and thought Hitler was the Antichrist. Of course, there are many Antichrists, doesn't the Bible say that? So this is definitely a model of it, and more it's lining up. But it's going to get a lot worse, where you want to go to school, want a job, you got to put a port in your head where they can plug in. They're already saying that. So it's going to get a lot worse. There's a lot more to come to the point of if God didn't intervene, there would be no flesh left unharmed or no flesh left on earth. See, the globalists are pure deception. Whether you believe in the devil or not, you know what? That archetype, they're it. So the devil's real. It's called the New World Order. Whether you believe in the devil or the Bible or not, the devil's real, folks. It might as well be. These people make the devil look like a sweetie cake. I mean, you know, true evil is so much beyond what a good person. Doesn't mean we're perfect, but our heart's good. We have a blind spot because we can't even imagine it. We can't imagine a serial killer wants to grab a sweet little three-year-old girl, rape him and torture him for months, and just sucking off of the horror and the pain. And for us, that's like just disgusting and enraging and painful. To them, it's like sunshine. It's black sunshine. That's what psychopaths describe it as, like a glowing darkness. And they must be defeated. They must be overrun. They must learn fear. They must be trampled. And so any church that doesn't tell you to go out and engage corruption, and it doesn't have the discernment to know, and tells you do what the government says, well, that means the devil will come and they'll do what the government says. Any church doing that, of course, is a denomination run by the Rockefeller Foundation through the World Council of Churches, and you might as well go join a Satan church, literally, because they are demon-filled, disgusting, pharisaical pieces of Romans 13, death-loving trash. I appreciate your call. I mean, that's what I have to say about these churches, is that you can have people that believe in God, you can have people that are there that are good, but it's always about worshiping the government. If Romans 13, in the context they teach it, was true, then Hitler should have been followed and supported. Stalin should have been loved. Our founding fathers were bad. It's a lie. Christ said no to the government. Every one of the prophets said no. The lion's den. The list goes on and on. And these abomination churches are devils. They are devils. Little soft puppets that want to keep their 501c3 that they shouldn't even have. Churches don't need a 501c3. And I know those little devils are listening right now, and they're like, well, how come we have them? Because they came to the churches through the Rockefeller Foundation and said, here's your form for your tax exemption, and tricked them into becoming a charity. A charity is under government regulations, not a church. Not a church. They play word games. They deceived you. They stole your birthright. And we wouldn't be in this position if the churches weren't filled to the rafters. If there weren't demons dancing around the steeples. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob in Maine. Bob, you're on the air.
What's going on, Al? I was calling from deep in the heart of FEMA Region 1.
You are there, yes.
Hey, just wanted to let you know, I listen to you on the internet, and also, you guys should put something on your website about shortwave. I don't catch your show during the day. I catch you on shortwave. And I also want to let you know that the hams, I'm also a ham radio operator, we're working on, we got networks going, digital networks. We get together and we pass information back and forth and news stories. So when the internet does get shut down, we'll have a way to communicate. And what I do is sometimes for practice, I'll take some of your news stories and we're circulating them on ham radio. So your stories are getting out.
I need to do more promoting our powerful shortwave frequencies. It's just they're changing a few times a year and I can't keep track of it. I can't keep track of my checkbook, buddy. I mean, I have to make myself take time out to brush my teeth twice a day. You know, I'm like racing to get my deodorant on in the morning. But yeah, we need to do a better job on that front. I agree with you. What do you make of under the new Rural Council and FEMA, Homeland Security, FEMA, Department of Defense, openly says without warrants, they're already doing it, they're coming to everybody's farm to teach you. And a lot of times they come with guns drawn. We had federally funded state game wardens rush onto our property as we're all just sitting there camping, bossing everyone around and acting powerful, until one person had seen one of the game wardens in a hunting magazine and knew his name, and suddenly, you know, the guy got all happy because he was being, you know, his narcissism was fed, and suddenly they acted all nice. But no, you were part of a federal task force. This country, the federal, you mean the foreign banks that ship little kids out and ship drugs in? You mean you work for them? Like, we're all impressed. Oh, my gosh, you work for the, oh, let me get scared. Let me bend over to you and worship you. I mean, it's just, when is enough enough? God bless you. I mean, Obama says he's going to be a dictator in the second term. That's what he said. And then they have this legislation in the MAP 21 bill to let the IRS take your passport and not let you travel. Totally illegal. And they say they'll take your guns if they feel, for any reason, you're dangerous. The IRS now is over guns. And you're like, well, it won't pass. It's neck and neck. Because of the furor, it was set to pass this week. Because of the furor, it's in trouble now. But there's people on YouTube in the video I shot last night and in the article saying I'm a liar when I'm linked to the bill. Just like you said I was a liar about NDAA or a liar about your appliances spying on you. No, I didn't lie about any of it. I told you the truth over and over again. Do you realize how dangerous these globalists are? Do you realize they want to kill us? You think they hate Iraqis? Folks, they hate Americans about 100 times what they hate Iraqis. The globalists hate everybody. They even hate each other. They're a bunch of devils. Okay, let's say the devil doesn't exist. They have our troops use DU, and they know it soft kills them. They killed over 1 million Iraqis with starvation, the rest of it. They use DU all over Iraq, and the Burt defects have exploded. They bomb infrastructures everywhere. The globalists go in and bomb water treatment plants and electricity and never rebuild it on purpose. They make the countries take Monsanto GMO. They curse all of us. I mean, whatever you want to call these people that tell us, oh, 52 million aborted babies is good, and let's kill babies up to age 3 now, and let's kill grandma. Bill Gates is a superhero. And Newsweek. Remember the case for killing granny cover of Newsweek. Simultaneously, they were saying there's no death panels in this and government won't decide what your doctor does. Now they have the law. They go, yeah, death panels are real. We're going to tell your doctor what they can do. And again, they play this game where we tell the truth. They go, oh, no, that's not true. You're like, yeah, here's your proof. But they make it all about the debate about what's true or what isn't. Instead of you just going out and finding out, you've been lied to. And anything that drops the trance, anything that takes you from being like a child and they're the adult to you're an adult, they're a pervert, you're an adult, you're a good person, they're a criminal, and reversing those roles, that they're your loving guardian. Yeah, like Nosferatu's a loving guardian of, you know, virgins in their bed at midnight. Or Hitler's a loving guardian of people. Or Stalin's a loving guardian. No, they're not good. They're not nice. They're bad. They're bad. They're bad. And that's why I go back to that Jesse Ventura clip. Because it's probably the most powerful thing I've ever seen on television. You know, that's real. Where he goes to the congressman who has the bill to expand the already existing FEMA camps, and it gives us the full architecture of the camps, how they work, how they operate. We already reverse engineered it. He says, I have the bill where you're going to expand these emergency camps for people all over the country, including for political reasons. And the guy goes, I do not know what you're talking about, in his fake Georgia accent in Tennessee. And Ventura says, well, here's the bill right here. And he goes, you mean the one with the green alien coming out of the machine to eat me? Ventura looks at him and says, no, this bill, and hands it to him. And he goes, I do now remember that bill. And the reason I go over that clip over and over again is because when the hoax falls and that aired, it freaked people out so bad and reminded them of all the other condescending stuff that Homeland Security was threatening people. And there were all, I can't even tell you what went on behind the scenes. I mean, people, you know what? I'm told stuff in confidence and I just can't tell you. I tried to talk them into telling you what went on. Let's just say some people didn't make it. I'm going to stop right there. The point is that the hoax fell in that clip. Like, he's got a bill, and the guy's talking about space aliens, saying, why do you believe space aliens are going to eat my brain? And Ventura's like, I got a bill about expanding camps. And I see these trolls saying, oh, they're not coming after our guns. Oh, no, no. Rahm Emanuel just said they do it this exact way. It's like people going, oh, they don't want to have a national draft for a domestic FEMA Corps. Now it's been announced. They're talking about making high school students be part of it for graduation. And paying them, because they're going to bankrupt things so bad. The new thing is going to be a paid government welfare where you work for them. And let me tell you something. I get pulled over by some snot-nosed 18-year-old punk wanting to grab my genitals. It's over. And they are training them in the new handshake of America, where a pot-bellied pedophile grabs your genitals. Again, if they can do that, they can do anything. The psychological warfare chiefs sit back and go, how do we fully break these people? Well, how do you get inside their comfort zone? You got to do something radical. You got to go all the way. I've read the manuals on air. This is their plan. They think we're a joke. But here's the deal. If we ever start reversing them, it's all over. That's why they're scared. That's why they're holding on to a buck and bronco 8 seconds. And you know what? 8 seconds is 800 years. In this game, you're going to lose. You miscalculated. You sacks of pus. All that matters to me is that you go down, and you will. You will not hold this species back with your disease and the pus gravy you try to pour all over everything that's good. You may think death and destruction and burning cities and dead children is beautiful. I think you're ugly. I think your mind's ugly. I think you're trash. And I declare absolute 110% total war on every level at you. It's time to find our humanity again. Look at this Daily Mail story. The public is fed up. Former TSA chief again criticizes airport security checks as he claims current process is doing little to stop terrorists. You mean the terrorists the U.S. government gets on the airplanes, like the underwear bomber? I mean, give me a break. And he says the public is at a breaking point. That's what the globalists want. They want it. That's why we've got to spend every millisecond now getting the word out before they stage the next false flag, that they're the people that give you the false flags. Like rattlesnakes, they're the ones that bite you. This criminal government, they're the ones that blow stuff up to pose as saviors. You ever thought about that? You ever known how many other governments have been caught doing it? Our own government caught doing it? It's not our government. We got to get that message out. We got to get the message out about the bankers running the government. And let me tell you something. You get that message out, they're going down. That's why Brzezinski said we might as well just kill a million people as try to control them now. In his new book, because he said in the past we could control them with propaganda. It doesn't work anymore. Yeah, you may be able to control some drooling TV sports fan who thinks that's real manly, or some woman who's all into herself and could care less. But there's a large portion that only cares about freedom, and it's never majorities that win wars, and you know that. And we got a lot more than our forebears had in 1776. Let's go ahead. And let's go ahead and go to David in Georgia. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
I am a listener on the member, listening to you on the internet on InfoWars.
Thank you.
I am a retired military veteran, a disabled vet, and I was a delegate to the 8th District Conference about 2 weeks ago, and another delegate gave me a Market Watch website copy of something that I haven't heard discussed.
Yeah, it's Wall Street Journal. Tell us what it said.
A foreign company will process our votes in November. A Spanish company, SCYTL, has acquired SOE, the leading vote processing company in the United States. This means votes will now be transferred to a central server overseas where they will be counted, rather than being counted at the local precinct level.
I was aware that that company was doing some of it, but if they're doing the national, that's globalism. Have foreign groups run the water, run the voting, ship GM to China. I mean, It's a globalist plan to bring us down, shut down the farms. What do you make of all this?
Well, I'll read the rest of the article here.
Sci
is a software company based in Barcelona, Spain, SCYTL, now in charge of counting our votes in the upcoming general election on November the 6th. Did the Federal Elections Commission approve this? Did the Congress of the United States approve this? Was this done by executive order from the White House? In the final step, is this the final step of Obama rigging the 2012 election and the formation of a global government? Why is the AP not covering this? Why is Fox News not covering this? What we now have is a socialist CEO running the world's voting and election counts. Talk about a UN Marxist communist dream come true.
Yeah, I actually found that it was in Market Watch. Spanish company will count American votes in November. And there it is. Well, good job bringing that up, caller. That's why I need to get to more calls. Excellent point. We're going to make a little call to check on the Bilderbergers coming up. And then we'll continue with your phone calls. We got a guest coming up. But up next, we're going to talk to Barbara and others. Stay with us. Okay, we are now dialing the Marriott in Chantilly, Virginia, to ask them about booking a hotel.
Hello, Weston. Marriott, how may I help you?
Hey, hi, I'm Alex Jones. I'm a radio host, and I'd like to book a hotel reservation, and I was wondering if I could get one from May 31st until June 2nd there in your lovely hotel. I'd like three rooms, please.
Let me connect you to reservations. One moment.
Okay, thank you.
To ensure high-quality service, your conversation may be recorded. Please see our privacy statement.
And the NSA is recording everything as well.
How we use and protect.
Take your vaccines.
All representatives are assisting other guests.
We want to protect your info because the NSA takes it all anyways.
We'll be with you shortly. At Marriott, we know what it takes for you to be revived, refreshed, and re-energized.
Don't remember what you ate last Friday? NSA remembers.
We will make sure you're ready to go.
La 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 la. Well, here we go. That's some nice elevator music there. But I'm glad that they're recording this. So are we. Broadcasting it is, that is. Boy, it must be a busy day over there at the Marriott Chantilly. I kind of like that elevator music, though. Kind of in a classic American-style architecture there. The world leaders would arrive up front, and they'd play their national anthem. But then, of course, the media said it didn't exist.
Thank you for your patience. Let your mind wander as you explore our website at Marriott.com. We're a new experience.
Let your mind wander while we put fluoride in the water. Enjoy fluoride and other chemicals added to the tap water as we give you Chantilly, Virginia government water. Nearby defense contractors dedicated to Satan worship are just a quick stroll away. If you're checking in late May or early June, you won't be able to check in because Black Op commanders will be meeting, picking your next president. If world leaders arrive and the media tries to cover it, there will be a news media blackout. Again, Tucker's saying is pretty much on for that meeting, but I thought you might want to hear it. Whenever we do these videos calling the FBI, calling the White House, people are like, there's no way he really
Thank
called
you
him.
For your patience.
That's too scary.
Let your mind wander as you explore our website.
His callers are fake, too. None of it's real.
A representative will be with you shortly.
Oh, they didn't care about me. Let your mind wander. Have hearty samplings of the fluoride tap water. Spanish company contracts with 900 U.S. jurisdictions to count the votes. Well, Spanish companies run most of the toll roads. It's globalism. It's all the old robber barons and royalty. Government just gives them our infrastructure. In fact, a lot of times they pay them. It's like, we'll pay you to take General Motors and move it to China, build the Cadillacs. How's that sound? We'll pay you. And our public's so mind-numb watching football, they won't care. And they're like, very good. All you Chinese got to do is have force
good
to...
Hello,
ma'am. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I am super excited.
That's good.
Hey, I need to check in. I need three rooms, the 31st of May through the 2nd of June.
So, sorry, two nights, leaving on the 2nd?
Yes, ma'am. Do you have any availability then?
Let me see. Three rooms. Nothing available at this property.
I'm going to be staying nearby. Can I come by the bar and have a beer?
Sure.
Really? Why is nothing available on those days? Are you just all booked up, or is it a conference?
Yeah, it's all booked. There's four Marriott alternatives in the area.
No, but we want to be there with the Bilderberg Group, because Obama was there 4 years ago when I was there. Bilderberg Group, you know about them, right, ma'am?
I don't, but one moment.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah, get me somebody about them. One moment. What?
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Honey, can you turn that radio down in the background there? I'm trying to book us a visit with the Bilderberg Group coming up in May 31st into June 2nd. And I was talking to a nice lady at Marriott. Ma'am, yes, I want to be there. I want to be part of the Bilderberg Group meeting. Can I come to that?
Okay, but I'm not finding a builder. You're saying builder?
Bilderberg Conference. Well, I mean, you're saying you have no rooms available that date. I know why, because the conference. But I'm with the conference.
But there isn't one under Bilderberg.
Bilderberg. Well, what's the name of the conference you've got then?
Sorry.
What conference has you booked for that time?
Sorry, there's several conferences in that time.
Yeah,
period.
Well, last time there was a Lockheed the day before, and then okay, well, okay, if it's not Bilderberg, because it is Bilderberg, maybe they give it, I don't know which one it is. Which names do you have there?
No, but I have several.
Well, what are they? Maybe we can find it.
Do you know another name it could be under?
What? Yeah, it was supposed to be under Bilderberg, and it was supposed to be under conference. Conference group discussion?
No. One moment, please.
Halliburton?
Okay, let me check. One moment.
Yeah, maybe. Honey, I'm supposed to go to this conference, and I can't figure it out here. Well, baby, I'm going to get you that information here in a minute. Thank you, sweetie pie. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are trying to book ourselves into the hotel here. I hear some more elevator music. Man, I like elevator music. I actually had one of my friends make me a elevator music CD I play in my car sometimes. Da-na-na-da-da-da-da-na. You know, that Snitch Society video I did was pretty good. All right, that's enough for now. We're done. Thank you, ma'am. Oh, she's there listening. That's good. Disconnected. All righty. Well, that was pretty silly. I could have been a little slicker, but I was too busy laughing at her. I'm like, well, what's the name of it? It's not Bilderberg. David Rockefeller and the hero Bill Gates. Sure, they write publications about how they want you to die, but they've got a shot they want to give you in the thigh, because they want you to be happy. Sure, they talk about euthanizing grandma, and sure, they give kids polio with their program. 46,000 in India last year, paralyzed children. 'Cause Bill Gates is a hero. Oh, sweetie pie, Billy Gates, he wants you to eat GMO.
La, 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 la. The New World Order loves you. Oh, yeah. They're friendly, too. Come on in and let your mind wander on fluoride and Prozac. Enjoy the cancer rate exploding and neurological disorder. Oh, it's wonderful. Sports are coming up on SportsCenter. Oh, yeah. Obama's announcing he's a dictator. Oh, they're going to take my guns for no reason, no law. Oh, world government, I'll pay my carbon taxes to them. They want to ban over-the-counter vitamins. Oh, they want to raise property taxes. Oh, kill babies up to age 3. That's reasonable. I'm not against that. Oh, it's a wonderful land. New world order. Bill Gates, he loves you. Sweetie pie, Bill Gates. Oh, he loves you. He wants to help you. Bill Gates, a friendly guy. Take the shots. You'll go to the sky.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Joseph Mercola is a giant when it comes to the huge awakening that's happened to the additives, the GMO, the fluoride, all of it. And he has, of course, Mercola.com, an invaluable site for news and information that I visit every few days at least. A lot of great research there. He's been passionate about health and technology for most of his life, a doctor of osteopathic medicine. He treated many thousands of patients over 20 years. In the mid-90s, he integrated his passion for natural health with modern technology via the internet and developed a website, Mercola.com, to spread the word about natural ways to achieve optimal health. And he's a best-selling author, researcher, you name it. And he joins us here today for the balance of the hour. And I got a lot of questions I want to get into, but I want the state, you know, we get the State of the Union from Barack Obama. I want the state from his view and research and focus on the battle for health and big pharma wanting to block that. What seems like an explosive awakening across the board, people wanting labeling to get away from GMO, the system moving to block that, the basic right to be able to see on something if it does have genetically engineered, you know, organisms in it or cross species. So what is the state of things right now? Like, how is the Rebel Alliance via Liberty doing versus the Empire striking back? And then I want to get into what's number one on his radar screen and what, I mean, of course, Mercola.com covers a lot every day, but what he's been really focusing on as of late. Doc, great to have you with us. Hadn't been on probably 5 years.
Yes, thanks for having me on today, Alex. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, you heard the question. What's the state of things right now?
Well, it's certainly challenged, as you, your readers and listeners certainly know. But we seem to be making some levels of improvement. And one of the biggest initiatives we have is the California ballot initiative, which has a really strong possibility of eliminating genetically engineered foods from the entire United States, just as it was done in Europe and even China. China doesn't allow these foods in their country.
It seems like the momentum's starting to shift towards common sense, though, and health. But we see the feds raiding people for no reason. You know, all of that going on. How do you see the battle going?
Well, from what perspective? We're certainly there are making efforts in a variety of areas to suppress it even more. And it's just really sickening at best to see the examples continuously that get thrown before us and of how they're effectively able to suppress this information and make, progress that way. But I think, you know, really the challenge is to educate people, give them information so that they can make their own free choices once they're properly informed.
Sure. To boil the question down, it just looks like, it doesn't look like, it's a fact. There's a giant offensive against family farms, against raw milk, against vitamins, against labeling, just against everybody. And I see that as a response to the big awakening I'm seeing as a syndicated radio host. I was just asking you, because you're probably one of the most, if not the most prominent person, out there covering these issues in a professional, accurate way, what your read of the situation is as, say, a general in the wellness movement.
Well, it's difficult to give you a really specific answer on that. We certainly identify very specific examples of the challenges that are being put forth by this, the corporate interest, the collusion and the fascism between major international corporations and the government, and how they're able to centrally cherry pick the many important regulators or important positions in federal regulatory agencies and governmental authorities so that they can pass laws and essentially legalize processes that essentially start to abolish our freedoms. So that's what we're struggling against. And, we still have a voice. We have the internet, thankfully. I think if we didn't have the internet, it would be a pretty sorry looking picture. But because of that, we can inform people and give them information that they can really rally together and make some big, big changes.
And now we notice, Doc, they're moving in to try to shut down the web and trying to curtail it and trying what's the biggest threats right now to health freedom that's on your radar?
The biggest threats to health freedom, well, it would seem to be an unbridled continued implementation of what's currently going on. I think we need to have some big changes really soon, but I don't perceive it as any single biggest threat. It's coming from so many different sides. I think that the economy is really a big one, and certainly you talk about that, but the banking institutions and their complete control over the pretty much almost everything, and makes it a real challenge to get anything done. And they've certainly devastated the economy to date, and they continue to print trillions of dollars. And that's a real big challenge when you're trying to make serious improvements for your health.
Now, what's number one on your plate right now? What do you think's most important? And then I've got a whole laundry list of questions. We're going to open the phones up for you.
Well, we are very excited about this California ballot initiatives because we believe that this is an opportunity to actually eliminate genetically engineered foods just as they did in Europe. So it's virtually impossible because of Monsanto's collusion with the federal government and regulatory agencies to pass any type of legislative process. In fact, just last week, you probably were aware and reported on that Vermont had almost unanimously passed this genetically engineered labeling law, but then Monsanto threatened them with suing the whole state, so they backed off on it. So
why back off? It's like when the TSA said they'd blockade Texas if we didn't let TSA fondle little boys and girls. Why not call their bluff? I mean, why didn't Vermont say bring it on? The people would back them up.
Well, it's an expense, so they didn't want to invest tens of billions of dollars in legal processes, but that was the justification for it. But that's just an example that the current process is so sophisticated and cleverly manipulated by Monsanto and other big corporations that it's virtually impossible to have a legislative challenge, but a solution. But fortunately, for a large number of states west of the Mississippi, there's still an opportunity called the Citizens Ballot Initiative, where if you have enough signatures on a piece of legislation that the citizens signed to, which we just recently did, we were able to gain almost 900,000 signatures in California. So in the upcoming election in November in California, it will be on the ballot. People will have an opportunity to label genetically engineered foods for the first time in the United States. And why is this so significant? Well, California is, of course, the biggest state in the country, but it's also the eighth largest economy in the world. So that this legislation passes there, it will be literally the beginning of the end of genetically engineered foods in the United States. And we've seen this with other foods. The Pepsi recently was required to label some carcinogenic ingredients in their soda, and rather than label it, they chose to exclude it. And this is just the free market forces and acting in exactly what you'd expect. So they're not going to have a label for California, a label for the rest of the country. They're going to, because previous studies have shown that once you put the genetically engineered label on it, and that's all this legislation is required, is to label it, give people a choice, that is almost like putting a skull and crossbones on it. And people, 80 to 90% of people will freely choose not to purchase that item.
And so, as you know, Doc, the articles are from the late 90s. In the Monsanto cafeterias where their scientists eat, they demand non-GMO. And so if they dare try to sue the state because people want something labeled, imagine that in court. Okay, well, then you eat it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, you know, we're really excited about this process, but it cost, there's about a handful of companies, Mercola.com being one, that have donated about $3 million to date, Lundberg Farms, Nature's Path, Organic Consumers Association. So we're expecting Monsanto to put in over $100 million to finance the propaganda campaign in California to defeat this initiative. And we don't have $100 million, but we do have, you know, a large volunteer effort and the people who are listening to this. So, you know, Monday we're launching a money bomb against Monsanto. So if any of your listeners would be willing to participate in that, they can really help this effort to really fight what I perceive one of the biggest threats to the very survivability of the human race, which is this massive intrusion of food that was never designed to be here and really cross species types of changes that have potentially beyond dramatic influences on the sustainability of our food supply.
Doc, I want to talk about that because we see neurological disorders, autism across the board, other diseases exploding. And in all the big studies that scientific that are out there, with many of these GMO crops, they have organ failure, near total sterility in three generations in the guinea pigs and rats and things. And now we're just a generation or so, you know, 20 years or so, in the life cycle into this, and we're seeing a lot of it. And as you know, they've never really allowed testing of GMO in humans. And I mean, when this all starts to come out, will Monsanto get in trouble, or will they just get a slap on the wrist like dioxin and Agent Orange?
Well, you know, they so effectively control the federal regulatory agencies that for every single level, and we've constructed a graph that's on our site that kind of shows these connections and identifies the specific individuals. But it's hard to imagine that any significant penalties coming down, just like the bankers. I mean, these bankers have stole trillions of dollars. Any single one of them ever went to jail? No, because they control the system. So I'm not expecting that. I mean, we're just hoping that we can allow people the freedom of choice to do that. But you're right. There's a study that was just recently done that showed that one of the toxins, see, most genetically engineered foods do one of two things. They either produce a resistance to a very potent herbicide called Roundup or glyphosate, and that's the vast majority, maybe 85%. And then the rest of them produce a BT toxin, which is an insecticide. And this BT toxin was actually recently shown in some studies to wind up in the blood supply of pregnant women and their babies that were born. It's like 85% of them have this toxin in their blood supply and we're told that there's no complications from it. No one's ever looked at it.
And we know infant mortality is starting to go back up. Let me see. The pesticide kills bugs, but then we're supposed to eat it. Again, the plant grows its own pesticide, and they have to have refuge areas growing for the bugs of normal food. Can we just have the refuge corn? We'll be back. We're about to have big breaking news. You know, it's one of the biggest stories out there that Obama is going to ban children doing chores for their parents on farms. That's how the family farm trains the next generation. The children enjoy the work. That's why we have summers, is so children could work on the farm. This is a total assault. Now rural Montana religious colonies fight labor law. They're coming to shut down the Mennonites and Amish. They've already got CPS circling them. This is all part of a total domestication and making us eat GMO. Directly linked to organ failure in every mammal they tested on, monkeys, rodents, you name it. I mean, literally hundreds of studies, hundreds. And going back to Dr. Mercola, who is our guest today, Mercola.com, really great to have you here with us today because I just really respect the work you're doing and also the activism you're involved in. People should support that money bomb coming up, I guess you said Monday. But how does the attack on rural communities, organic farming, farmers markets, whole milk, I know you see it out there, the ban, you know, attacking backyard chickens, saying you got to get a license to have a garden. Why is the system so scared and declaring war, or if you disagree with me, tell me they're not, on any form of true local sustainability in the name of sustainability?
So when your question is the system, you mean the government is
yeah, I mean big pharma, big agri, all I see is an all-out assault against just any choice, any freedom, anything healthy, the farms, everything. Why are they doing this?
Well, fear, I think, is really the center of the motivation, and it is a very effective tool that powerful and small groups of people use to manipulate the masses. So if you can effectively utilize that tool, you can control large numbers of people, and that's what they're doing. So they're seeking to instill fear in people from making simple choices and motivate their actions and behaviors based on that fear. So
they're trying to intimidate people. All I see it doing is making it avant-garde and cool. No. And people are rushing out and trying to start farming and things.
Well, that's the practical side effect from it. But they're trying to discourage that with these fear tactics.
No, I agree with you. I agree they're trying to discourage it, but I'm saying I don't see it working.
No, I would agree also. I think that the people are smarter than that. And, we still have some of the revolutionary spirit still left in this country. And as a result, people are inspired to really react and respond the way that our ancestors did.
Amazing. This is a short segment, long segment coming up, and I want to take some calls. The toll-free number for people to join us if they want to talk to Dr. Mercola is 800-259-9231. What else do you think is an important battle area? Obviously, getting the GMO labeled so we can make a choice. Wow, revolutionary idea. What else is front and center?
Well, before I answer that, I just wanted to comment on one of the statements you made with respect to this all these research studies showing the dangers of GMOs. Well, there would be a lot more if it wasn't for the manipulation and the fraud and deceit that these major corporations like Monsanto have implemented. Do you know, and you may not realize this because it's not widely appreciated, that it is illegal, Alex, for any research scientist to do an independent study on genetically engineered foods because it's a trademarked, patented seed. And at the moment you begin to do research on it that isn't authorized by Monsanto, they will initiate serious legal action against you, if not throw you in jail.
Yes, I was aware of that. Well, then how do other countries and people release these studies? They just don't care?
I don't know. I mean, it's beyond me. I mean, certainly Monsanto's throws tens of millions, if not more, dollars at seeking to prevent this type of information from being widely disseminated.
Well, to me, the evidence is clear. They're starting to lose, though, for all their bully tactics, for all of it. The momentum is shifting against them.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, certainly did in Europe. You know, once you give people the freedom of choice to make that decision, whether or not they're going to choose to freely consume this type of food or not, they'll choose not to, if they're informed. And that's what we're seeking to do with the Citizens Ballot Initiative of California, to defeat Monsanto. And this could be, I mean, this is a very limited window of opportunity. If we miss this window, I don't know that there'll be another one, and that this may be the beginning of the end of the food supply in the United States. And so it's a really important issue. And that's why, you know, we're so excited about this, because it really is sort of like their Achilles heel. It's a classic David versus Goliath battle. And we are David on steroids, and they are Goliath. And they control the federal regulators, and they outnumber us massively in their ability to fund this type of propaganda campaign they're going to throw at us.
Powerful information. We're going to take calls and cover a lot more with an amazing guest and a hard guy to get on the show, Dr. Joseph Mercola, Mercola.com. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com. The battle for freedom is now. Join it. Many hands make light work. Together, we will defeat these monopoly men tyrants.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In other news, Kurt Nimmo's article just went up at Infowars.com. Obama ban on youth farm chores, part of a larger power grab. You want to understand Agenda 21? It's all right there in the article. Get it out to everybody. They've announced the Pentagon's involved, Homeland Security, flooding out, harassing? And the answer is, don't comply, don't talk to them, shun them, hate them in your community, or it's over. Okay, this is a federal invasion, which means a foreign banker invasion. There's a bunch of other incredible news. It has been confirmed. A caller called about an hour ago and pointed out, and it is in Market Watch, which is part of the Wall Street Journal. It is in the Examiner. It is true that 900 major municipalities, in fact, most of the country, will cast its ballots, and it'll be master aggregated by a Spanish company that holds it. Wait for this. The Spanish company is owned by its chief investment firm, George Soros. So George Soros, Stalin said, I don't care who casts the ballots, I only care who counts them. George Soros to control majority of electronic voting machines. Bombshell info. But it doesn't matter, even if they can't get their Lord and Savior Obama in, if there's too big a landslide, same big banks finance Mitt Romney. I mean, it really is dire straits. But the good news is, like Dr. Mercola was just saying, we're voting with our dollars. We're supporting alternative media. We're supporting freedom on the web. We're supporting organics. We're supporting labeling. And we have got to, everybody, plant a bigger garden. Everybody filter their water. Myself, I've been a slob. I've known about health. Used to be a sports addict. Then went the opposite direction. Got so busy in radio and TV for years, stopped working out, ate like a pig. I've lost 40-something pounds. And I still need to lose another 25, 30. And I'm going to do it. But the point is that we need to rebel against this system by taking care of ourselves and getting along with our families and being civically involved. They're going to be at the Houston Metro meeting tomorrow fighting the TSA, who's now doing body searches and bag checks on the streets and in buses. The feds, out of their jurisdiction, doing what police can't do. Dr. Mercola, I want to get more into GMO, and I want to ask you, other points you'd like to relay. The fight against fluoride, starting to have victories there before we go to calls. But connecting health freedom that you spearhead with all the other sectors out there. I mean, really, I think Americans now are having it thrown in their face that this really is tyranny. This is really happening. What's your take on just how crazy things have gotten?
Well, I think it's fascism. I think this, a big crux of the problem is related to this incredible collusion between these international corporations and the government that essentially they're able to lobby and pass legislations to make it legal to manipulate and deceive people and really implement their agenda, which is to increase their bottom line profits. So, our big mission is really to help people understand how to take control of their health. And I'm glad you're making efforts in that direction, too. But there's very simple strategies. The more you study health, the more you realize that it's really very basic and simple processes like getting away from sugar, exposing your skin to natural sunshine, exercising, drinking plenty of clean water. These are simple strategies that really move your body towards health and away from disease. And the challenge, however, I realize after teaching people this for over a decade, because our website's been around for about 15 years now, is that it's sometimes very difficult, if not impossible, to implement these simple strategies because of this fascist corporate control of the government that really puts these massive barriers and prevents people from making these choices because of the self-interested legislation that's been passed to benefit these corporations.
Well, so it's very simple.
Taken an activist role.
Well, you're absolutely right. It's very simple. It just hit me. Big Agra merged with Big Pharma. Openly is lobbying for the Food Safety Act that actually just shuts down local farms and lets Big Agra put out all their poison and get in trouble. They exempt themselves in the laws. But most family farms are barely hanging on. And if the children can't help with the chores, which they enjoy doing, I know I've done it, and learn how to drive the tractor and help get the eggs and, help do stuff, A, they're not going to be able to carry out that tradition. And because they won't know how to do it. But B, that's going to bankrupt them. This is Big Agra shutting down their competition. This is so criminal.
Absolutely. The person who runs our company was raised as a farm boy. And, it just imparted tremendous ethical and moral values. I mean, and when you're working that hard to provide a living for yourself and your family, it makes a big difference and, really molds a person into really a solid human being.
I tell you, I mean, I I've worked on farms just on the summers and then 1 year down in the country and for a large animal vet. And that was, it's really good to be around people that really work. And then you come around the modern folks, they don't understand getting into the work and actually enjoying it. So many people I know do not understand the joy of working the land, especially when it's yours. And they're trying to kill one of the final American traditions that's left. It is so evil.
I agree. It's a real challenge. And when those farms, small farms go, it could be the beginning of the end. So we really need to take a firm stand against that, because that's a really important part of our ability to provide us with some of the basic foundational tools we need to stay healthy, which is healthy, good food.
Well, it's time to get aggressive, too, and realize that eating healthy, organics, farms, having local communities that support their local farms is an absolute coffin nail to tyranny. And that they wouldn't have animal ID and premises ID to shut down the farms. They wouldn't do these staged events, Doctor, that I'm sure you've seen the news, where to get animal ID, premises ID in, they'd give the blue ribbon for the calf or the pig or whatever to the beauty queen or whatever. And then when she got up or he got up to get the award, they'd say, excuse me, this was on all over the country a few years ago, they didn't do their premises ID, they're banned from showing here. And they were getting money behind the scenes at the local fairground to do this event and take them off the stage with deputies like they were criminal. It wasn't the law you had to do that, but they were implying they were bad. I mean, that's the type of dirty tricks, Doc, we're up against.
It really takes an educated group of people to understand this and take appropriate action. And I'm really grateful for the services that you provide to help people understand this process.
But how diabolical is the, because I started seeing a pattern and then later confirmed it was nationwide. How diabolical is it to do stunts like that?
Yeah, it really hits the limit. You know, it's just they really will stop at no end, it seems, to achieve their primary goal, which is to increase their bottom line profits.
Well, I mean, is it more than that with Monsanto and others, though? I mean, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of people, and I would include myself in the group, who consider Monsanto to be the most evil corporation on the planet. They're responsible directly for killing 250,000 farmers in India through suicides because of the crop programs that they've implemented and creating a scenario that really makes them have almost no logical choice except to kill themselves. I mean, this is the type of evil that they have over there.
And tell folks how they kill themselves.
By consuming the pesticides that they produce, that they buy from Monsanto.
And I've also seen the studies that most of these GMO crops don't even perform like they say they will.
Oh, that's one of the big lies, and it will be used massively in this propaganda campaign, is that the justification for use of these genetically engineered crops is that it's going to feed the world, that it will provide more food for the people with less and be more efficient and more effective, when the truth of the matter is that the primary reason that genetically engineered crops exist is that they can use this herbicide called glyphosate, which is a systemic poison and really kills weeds that grow around there, but it actually it weakens the plant and makes it less effective over the long term, and it actually increases the use of pesticides, which was promoted when it was initially started to decrease the use, and it does the exact opposite. So it just increases the sales and revenues for this just giant corporations.
Well, then there's all those mutations in the cotton plants, too. I was watching on television.
Oh, sure.
It does all this weird. The people are like, they lied to us. They destroyed us. And then now that I've planted this, the old stuff won't grow in the soil now. It's dead. I mean, talk about a plan.
Yeah, it's very devious and evil. There's just no question in my mind, and that's why we're really putting all this time, effort, and energy to feed their nefarious plans. And because we've got this limited window where we think we can make a dent, and you know, and if we defeat them in California, that could be the beginning of the end of for Monsanto, at least in genetically engineered seeds and plants, because they've got plans for implementing this massively to having
grass trees.
There's only a few foods now that are genetically engineered, but they're trying to get almost every single plant out there and control the entire seed supply of the world.
And by the way, for those that don't know, what is it? Almost 90% of corn's now GMO. I mean, once they get a crop, they take it over, which is they've said food is a weapon. I want to go to calls, but you're right. This fight in California They're going to spend $100 million, but word of mouth, small donations. What can people do? Describe the fight simply for folks. Explain to them what's happening. A lot of listeners know, but this big battle to simply try to have this move to label if something is cross species, grows its own pesticide in it, you know, whatever the case is.
Well, we've already, a small group of us have already donated $3 million to collect the nearly 1 million signatures in the state of California to get it on the ballot. So it will be on the ballot. Californians will have a chance to vote for it. There's going to be, as you mentioned, a $100 million campaign of propaganda by Monsanto. So if people can go to Organic Consumers Association, which is the one of the best nonprofit organizations for organic foods, and just go to their homepage, and there'll be an opportunity there that they can donate directly to the campaign. But if anyone listening to this is in California, could volunteer their efforts to go and educate and inform your friends, relatives, and neighbors to let them know about this so they can actually vote yes on this. And, you know, they're going to require quite a bit of effort to defeat what's already present, because the polls show over 80% of people are already in favor of this initiative, 80%. So they have to turn around 30%. This would be a massive effort on their part. But when you put $100 million, you can sway things a bit. So we're really going to need all the help, effort, and energy we have, because it's a David and Goliath battle. It really is.
Well, the electronic voting machines, the studies have had top experts on, like Bev Harris, cannot steal a landslide. That's why you need a total landslide, or they'll steal it. I mean, you talk about dirty tricks. They will use those electronic machines and then, like, have a propaganda campaign so people believe that you've lost. But the point is, the fight, you will educate people. You will win either way. And this is the beginning of the end for their crimes against humanity. When we do finally reverse all this, their takeover of government, they need to be held accountable, because not just the dioxin, but or the Agent Orange or all the other crimes, Monsanto is truly a wicked company. But what really takes them down is the fact that you can pull up the mainstream articles, folks. Just search Monsanto cafeterias GMO-free. Their scientists will not eat what they're producing. So remember that. And the elites are all, of course, Doc, I know you know about this, but I actually found it's even in the LA Times and places. And the Chinese elite feed GMO to their people, but they only eat organic. The European elites are the same. What do these guys know that the public doesn't?
It's exactly what we've been saying. They know it's not good for your health. But you're right. With respect to this ballot initiative, they can control it through this electronic balloting manipulation. And that's why we obtained 900,000 signatures. You only need 505,000 to put a ballot initiative on the
incredible
on the
work.
But we doubled it just to make sure that they didn't manipulate it on us.
Yeah, I should have introduced you as spearheading that. I know you're not doing this to be prideful, but you've got to be proud of the work you've spearheaded along with others. Just amazing job, Doc, because it's good to see somebody really putting their money where their mouth is, their energy, and really getting things done. You are the model of defeating these people.
Well, we are so close, but that's why, you know, I'm really on your show and imploring people to participate, because, I mean, this is a limited window opportunity. The window is closing, and at some point, we will not be able to defeat these guys, these evil incarnate, you know, and this is our chance. So that's why I'm so excited to have the opportunity to really take them down.
Oh, you bet. We're excited to be part of it here. What do you think of the fake environmentalists that say carbon dioxide's evil, pay Al Gore money? For me, they divert off of all the real environmental issues, like chimera, genetic splicing, all of this stuff that we know is already having a devastating effect. I mean, you talk about really hurting the planet.
Yeah. There's no, these guys are clever on steroids. They use incredibly sophisticated tools and techniques, and one of them is what you refer to. They'll create these ostensibly public health oriented organizations. You know, they're objective and supposedly truth seeking, when actually they're just arms of the corporations, and they're spreading these false messages. They're going to do the same. They did it when Washington tried to pass it, and they did it with Oregon. They're going to do the same thing in California. So this is their standard modus of operation.
Yeah, they're running around saying tax carbon dioxide, that'll save us, instead of, like, not eating stuff that's literally destroying us. Let's go to Red Devil in Illinois. You're on the air with Dr. Mercola. Go ahead.
Hi there, Dr. Mercola. I have a question for you. My stepdaughter, who is turning 16, has contracted fructose malabsorption. Mm-hmm. And I'd love for you to speak on anything you can about that to me. But I'd like to make a statement first. I just talked to a selective serviceman, and they're being briefed on restarting the draft. But thank you.
Yeah, that's actually been in the news, but it's going to be a new domestic FEMA Corps tattletale squad. That's actually on record now. Doctor, his medical question.
Well, I think that is, I don't know if it was your daughter, I think you said it was, that the fructose malabsorption is actually a very beneficial thing. And when you look at this condition in animals, these animals live much longer because fructose is one of the most pernicious toxins that you can have in your diet if you have it in large quantities, typically more than 25 grams a day. So it causes, it will cause large amounts of fat, it causes metabolic syndrome, and it in many ways is a poison not too different metabolically from alcohol. So it's something that you really want to limit. Not absorbing fructose is a blessing. Believe me, it's a blessing.
So how much fruit should my children eat then?
Well, we have tables on our website really list the amount of fructose because it really depends on the fruit. So fruit sugar has a big percentage of fructose. So you go to these tables and you look up the fruit and you see how many grams of fructose it has. So if your total daily fructose consumption should
What's
be under
a really
25
good
grams.
Fruit just on average?
Well, some of the best are lemons and limes. There's virtually no fructose or fructose free. And, so you can have almost virtually unlimited amounts of that. But some of the berries are also low. But if you have 2 quarts of blueberries, you're going to go over your limit. So you have to have it in moderation. But if anyone questions that, and many people do, then there is a simple blood test that one can do. It's called a uric acid. It's a blood test. You'd easily get it done at your doctor's. It's really inexpensive. And if that's over 5.0, it's a suggestion that you're having too much fructose because that's one of the end products of excessive
fructose. Briefly, why is diabetes exploding so bad?
Fructose and sugar. I mean, Dr. Robert Lustig and Robert Johnson, who were publishing his book called The Fat Switch in a month or so, is really explained that in very specific details. But it's too much sugar. That's the bottom line. And carbohydrates.
All right. And sugar. Stay there, Dr. Mercola. Amazing interview. More phone calls. Straight ahead, big breaking news at InfoWars.com. Obama ban on youth farms. It's incredible. Stay with us.
You can run on for a long time.
Chris, Tom, Harry, Jacob, Chris, we're doing 5 minutes of the next hour so we can finish out with Dr. Mercola. Again, I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com if you're a new listener. Dr. Mercola, of course, has Mercola.com, the number one alternative media health wellness site out there. And there's a lot of other great ones out there, obviously, as well, doing great work. But they're fighting hardcore right now. We salute that. Big headline at InfoWars.com. Please get this out to everybody. Obama ban on youth farm chores, part of a larger power grab. Agenda 21, you need to get that article out to everybody. This is serious. The Pentagon is over this. Man, that rural council. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky, listening on XM Channel 166. You're on the air, Chris. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Been looking at the world with a completely different perspective over the last couple months since I've been listening to your show. Appreciate what you do. Growing up on a farm, being involved in agriculture, I've seen Monsanto really has put farmers almost in a conundrum with their choice of seed selection, and they've been victims of the propaganda. I know when I was going to college, everyone said that BT was harmless. Now that you've got it in corn, you know, it's not going to hurt a cow or anything that eats it. And we all thought that was grand. This was just the second phase of the green revolution, just like you had kind of laid out beforehand. But, now there are no seed companies really putting a whole lot of research into conventional hybrids to offer farmers an option.
No, that's right. They've totally dominated the market. Dr. Mercola comments on what he's saying.
I couldn't agree more, and that's part of the confusion that these companies use, and that their campaign is to merge the or to get the confusion between the traditional hybridization techniques and the genetically engineering ones, and they want people to believe that this is just a newer approach when they're radically different.
Yeah, you're not breeding two of the same variety, same species together. No, you're putting plant
species.
It's totally different species. But here's the thing. Monsanto's also buying up the heirloom and hybrid companies, aren't they?
They sure are. It's in their strategy to dominate and control the entire food supply of the world. I mean, it's a very compelling business model. If they're successful, it's kind of like Facebook. They're going to control everything. So, it's different industries, of course, but it's a domination strategy.
But the head of Facebook called his customers dumb bleepers. I mean, that's their attitude.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, Zuckerberg has his challenges.
Okay, let's jam in one more. Thank you, Chris. Great points. Moving fast. Tom in Kansas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's good to talk to you again. They took you off of KCXL years ago here, just when Rome started to burn, and now I can't get you. One of my questions was, how do I get you in this area? I drive for a living.
I'm on a couple of affiliates up there, and I know KCXL carried us for years and then got another station and stuff, and you just got to listen on XM or shortwave or internet or the free iPhone app. But we've got a few stations up in Kansas and Missouri area. You can go to GCNlive.com, look at their affiliates list. They're adding more all the time. I'm told we just got a big station, in Anchorage, Alaska. So we're growing, but we're number one on the internet when it comes to radio. We're on XM and over 100 AM and FMs, but that's not nearly enough, brother.
I know. Listen, I deliver home oxygen for patients with COPD, and I just came from a patient of mine, a nice man. He's 76 years old. He could otherwise play golf, but he has a lung disorder because of Agent Orange. So it never stops, and it goes back a lot of years.
Absolutely. There we go. I mean, Monsanto, if you study him, it's like it's Satan's company. Do you agree with that statement, Dr. Mercola?
I believe they're evil incarnate.
We'll be right back. Final segment with our guest, Dr. Joseph Mercola. I'm Alex Jones. Again, thank you for joining us. Jamming in calls. Going quick here with these callers. But what did you make of the last caller bringing up the fact that, yeah, he just went to a guy who can't breathe and has to have oxygen tanks because of Agent Orange? And it's just like, oh, but Monsanto, they're our good friend. Everything they produce is like from the bowels of Satan.
Well, they're actually going to be producing more of that because the glyphosate, which is I think they're using somewhere between 200 and 300 million pounds a year in the U.S. alone. There, because of the massive use of this herbicide, they're developing super weeds. So they've got dozens of different species, over 10 million acres that are completely resistant. So as a result of that resistance, they have to use other herbicides.
But that's good, though. Now we've got to buy those from them.
Bad for us. And there's long-term chronic toxicity from exposure to these things, and certainly lung damage and COPD is one of them. So,
loving.
It persists in the environment, which is a real challenge. And that was one of their original assertions, is that this thing was safe. It didn't stick around. But that's just not true, as we're finding in...
They wouldn't lie to us. I mean, Agent Orange is good for you, too. Harry in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hi. How are you guys doing?
Good.
17-year listener, I'm a 65-year-old health junkie. And love the Tangy Tangerine, by the way. Take it faithfully 3 times a day.
InfoWarsTeam.com. Thank you.
Yeah, I had to give the credit where it's due. Good stuff. My question is... I was in Vietnam in 65, and I was exposed to Orange. And I haven't eaten any junk food in years. I got a 34-inch waist. I'm 190 pounds, 65 years old, 5'10". And no meds, no nothing.
Great.
My deal is I've been purging my system for years now with dehydrated water. Is there another way of doing that, or
Well, you're referring to detoxification, and one of the problems with these pesticide exposures and chemicals in general is that they tend to be fat soluble, so they stick in your fat. So one of the most important things is to optimize your body fat.
But sir, can you explain to me what dehydrated water is? You mean
I don't want to touch that one because it sounds like an oxymoron.
Yeah, sir. Well,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean distilled water. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, it's okay, brother. God bless you. No, from what my dad, you know, he's a dentist, oral surgeon. He says, Doc, is it true that he says, okay, distilled's fine, but not all the time, that it's a powerful, cleanser, and that it'll basically, too much of it, though, it'll start stripping stuff out of you.
Yeah, it tends to remove some of the important minerals. So it's not going to be necessarily good for removing things like Agent Orange and other heavy metals. So not heavy metals, but pesticides. So what strategies work best for that are things like infrared sauna and exercise where you're sweating. So it's just sweating, optimizing your percentage of body fat, allowing your body to excrete these things through your sweat and your urine and your breath are a really good strategy. And then having a really good diet, you know, staying away from sugar. So those are really useful strategies that can really help your body eliminate the most of the junk.
So exercise, get off sugar, things mm-hmm. like that to get the stuff out of your body. One more quick call, quick question. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, this is one of the two We Are Change Tampa members who had the honors of guesting on your show last February in Orlando, and I must let you know that Tampa is in Hillsborough County, but Pinellas County is due west, just across Tampa Bay, where some members of We Are Change Tampa.
Yeah, we only got about 30 seconds, so you're talking about people getting fluoride out. Very, very exciting.
Well, Dr. McColl, I do agree with you on most issues, but I must take issue on two subjects.
We got to jump. It's not that you disagree. It's just that we're trying to jam in as many calls as possible. We're out of time. But Dr. McColl says, hey, it won't be a couple of years till he comes back on. He's going to start joining us every month or so to give us updates on the big fight with Monsanto there in California, McColl.com. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
All right. Thanks for having me, Alex. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. What a cliffhanger there. That caller can get back in next time, but he's got to go. So we're out of time for this segment. We'll be back and always online for now at InfoWars.com. Twitter, Real Alex Jones.